This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, Ben Maller coming up in about 15 minutes. Rob Riggle in about 30 to 35 minutes or so.
Major scandal, too, involving the Ben Maller show that we'll address and then get everybody's opinion on it after we address it, because I think it does affect and impact probably everybody. Everybody's probably had some sort of situation like this. And once you hear it from Ben coming up in about 15 minutes, you'll be like, oh, my God.
I'm also like a firm believer that that's why Curb Your Enthusiasm is my favorite show, because it is a real show,
right?
Like real moments that Larry David presents have happened to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had multiple Larry David moments in our lives
daily.
I mean,
every day
it's insane. But this segment is for Mac and Bob and myself. And Mac, I think, do you have the tweet that is up? Because for those that didn't hear last night, there was a purchase that was made at a location that is roughly around 119th and Hall. I'm just reporting what I read yesterday, that a mortgage was bought at the, what is it, Aspira?
I think it's Aspira. I think it's how they say it. Aspira.
Pam?
Stadium is how we're saying it.
Cat got your tongue?
Yeah.
So there was a mortgage bought there from a Royals, not an affiliate, but a Royals owner.
Yeah, one of the owners of the Royals,
They bought the mortgage.
Right.
And I guess if you want to give like the roundabout, like what that means, like what's been done, obviously you've been talking
Royals
about
Royals now own the land. Basically is what it is.
Perfect.
Yes.
So obviously that
mortgages come up for sale all the time. Like you own a house, you get your mortgage, you go to Golden Oak, you take care of your mortgage, you do all that kind of stuff. Mortgages are sold constantly. This one just happened to come up for sale and somebody with the Royals decided to buy it.
And so obviously this was a hot topic about a couple months ago when you brought it up and reported on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, wanted to Homer Simpson to Bart Simpson you. Obviously, we know that. Some people are like, all right, well, thanks for telling what you're sharing. You can't win both sides.
No, you can't.
And if you try your whole life trying to do that, you will live a very, very depressed life.
Mm-hmm. Don't shoot the messenger is what it is. I never, came out here and said, I'm telling you where the stadiums are going. I'm just telling you everything that's been going on. That's all. I've been sharing a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, obviously, I've not been able to share. And I've continued to tease the book at some point in time, but, when I'll put it all out, I got to wait for like everybody to dissipate off the earth before you can, you know, tell everybody all the stories and everything that are going on. But you know what I mean by that? Like, but you know, just like they did with Deep Throat, when it was all said and done, everybody kind of told you who was who and whatnot, and the whole Watergate thing.
Shout out, Linda.
So we'll have to sit around and someday maybe we'll have a conversation about, you know, what went on and how all this has played out. But, you know, the phone calls that I've been getting on this stuff over the last, I don't know, that probably about a year plus.
Right.
About the compelling. It's compelling to hear how some of this stuff works behind the scenes and truly what is going on. I guess, what was it, March, I guess, you know, the Asperia campus said, our property is not for sale. Why did Bob Fesco know that was happening? And not the people who own the property? Let me ask you another thing. Why have I been more in tune than most of the leaders in the city on this?
I mean, I could play devil's advocate. I mean, you do radio for a living.
Yeah.
So they know you have a microphone.
Yeah.
So why not?
But why not tell the people who, like, could help you get things done what's going on?
Because they're listeners.
Yeah.
And they get to hear it coming from out of the dark. And they're like, oh, wait, what that guy's saying is a little bit accurate. Okay, so now we're going to have our, now we get to, you know, we get to have our, you know, I think it's like a chess match. Mm-hmm. I think it's the way it goes. Like, somebody makes a move, and then they wait for the counter move, and then you make a move based on what they countered with. Kind of like pool. You're always looking at your next shot, not right. The current one. Right?
I don't know that there's a next one coming from the state of Missouri, though.
Because I would say they need Jet, Chip, Wasp, and they've got to tell the other team they're kicking the onside kick.
Yeah,
it's not the fourth quarter anymore.
No, it's well
it's
past
below
that.
The 2 minute. It's almost 13 seconds.
Right, and they're trying to get this special session going next week in the state of Missouri, and something called the Freedom Caucus just released a statement in the state of Missouri saying, if you think the special session is going to be just giving billionaires money for billionaire stadiums, we're going to do everything possible to not let this happen. So there's going to be a major fight in the state of Missouri in that special session. If you're the teams, why do you want to deal with that? Why do you want to go through all that again to maybe not have, you know, the ability to build your stadium in the state of Missouri? That's what I've been saying all along. Kansas, for lack of a better term, free money, no vote. It's over in Kansas. They're done. The teams just have to say yes. That's all they have to do. And it's their money.
So when that news comes out, people go to X. And Mac, did you find some comments that you want to share with Bob?
They go to X and they just got to get it out. They've just got to finger warrior it out. Here we go. This guy says, does this mean Bassett Howe Bob was partially right with the mochi of the big eyes?
What's his name?
Bassett Hound Bob.
Bassett Hound Bob. Which,
I mean, that's awesome.
I'm a hound dog.
I'm working with that, dude. That's great. He's
how
the
many,
dog.
How many is it people that like don't want me to be right that are rooting against me to fail because they hate me versus the Missouri-Kansas thing versus...
Well, I think there's a lot of people in Missouri that don't like you because you live in Kansas and that their team that's been in their state their whole life is going to go exactly what you've tried to tell people, that they're going to potentially move to Kansas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never lived in Missouri.
No, so, I absolutely lived
I'm sorry,
in Missouri.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you don't currently live in Missouri. So, like, you know, us on that side of the state, we're like, you know, F that, dude. We want to keep our teams.
Then you should have voted yes. It's pretty simple.
I did.
You know, I know you.
No,
yeah,
I 100%
did. Like the general population. This isn't hindsight, Dusty.
Yeah.
That's why I keep bringing up, like, February 27th of 2024. That was a month before the vote. Nobody wanted to listen. And that's fine. People don't want to listen. They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to believe what they want to believe. But then when you don't do what you wanted to do and keep the team, then when something like this happens, then it's my fault. Instead of the folks who all voted no, who said, we're not going to do this. We told you on February 27, 2024, that there would be other municipalities on both sides of the state line that would be interested in having the Royals and the Chiefs be part of their community. And people said no, and people didn't believe that. They didn't want to listen. This is what happens when you don't listen. This is what happens when you don't educate yourself on what's going on. All of a sudden you think, oh my God, it's the Mayflower trucks, and they're moving the Colts to Indianapolis in the dark of night. No, the teams told you.
Yeah.
They told you that if this does not pass, there will be other opportunities with other municipalities. We flat out said that. And now here we sit.
And you still got people denying a statement that came from the PR person of the franchise that was signed by the ball club.
Right, exactly. And again, the franchise is not releasing statements on everything that their owners do in the business world. This one they did. There's a reason why.
hey, this guy's company bought some stock, just if you guys were wondering. Like, nope, no, they don't do that.
No.
It's not a thing.
No.
So we've got some other comments. So that guy says, Smee Bassett Baum was partially right. Now, the guy who I'll leave unnamed who is asking that says, goodness, no, which is funny. There's another comment on that thread of the Bassett Hound Bob with the gif of Dave Chappelle saying, oh, snap, which is pretty funny. I liked that.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the classic couldn't care less.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Moving to Kansas will literally kill the team, but have fun, I guess. That's from No Name at KC Sports 286.
Okay, so
286.
286. Yeah. Okay. So why would that kill the team when 55% of their season ticket holders are within a 5-mile radius of 119th and Null?
Yeah. And we've got,
you're leaving an area of town that's never been developed in 60 years to move to an area of town where 55% of your season ticket base is within a 5-mile radius of the stadium.
And that number will grow if you move to that area. That number will
grow. Arm's length, it'll grow.
Right.
And then we've got a text here. So we've got that text on our text line, which, by the way, can be a part of 913-586-7965. Will not support the Kansas Chiefs or Kansas Royals. Remember this guy. And we can't even get the raw sports betting in a year in less than a year in Missouri. I'm not a liar or full of BS. I'm from Missouri, not Kansas, period. And then I said, how many games do you usually attend? And he did say season tickets of the Chiefs and the Royals.
Okay, good.
So he was out from the 816.
Good. Well, you're freeing up seats for people who use them then.
I do agree with this text from the 816 because this is dead honesty. I think Bob misses the point. I voted yes, but I am a Royals fan and I am a Chiefs fan and I want to keep them here.
Yeah.
A lot of people that voted no are not sports fans. They just didn't want to see their taxes be raised.
Right, yeah.
Taxes were not going to be raised. They were going to be extended.
Right.
So I'm with this person, right? Like, I don't think Bob's missing that point. The point that Bob makes is the fact that the county itself, you can't take yourself as a person in this, but the county itself had the opportunity to vote yes or no. I had plenty of people laugh at me because I went beyond it all. And I put a sign in my yard that said vote yes, and it had Salvi and it had Kelce on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would have voted yes had I been living over there.
It had Salvi and Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I had people like come over and they're like, you're really going to vote yes? And I was like, yeah. I was like, if I don't, I'm afraid I will lose these teams. I don't know if they're going to go to Kansas, they're going to go to Nashville, they're going to go wherever they go, but I'm voting yes because I don't want it to become an option.
Right. If you've watched the landscape of sports over the last 30 years, teams don't have loyalty. Mm-hmm. They have loyalty to money.
Right. And that's what sucks. And that's what, you know, is, I guess, the downfall for my side of this when it comes to democracy is that everyone in that county had an opportunity. Yes, no. But where I do think it does suck is I think that democracy was tainted because of the people that ran the organizations that tried to push this on the county saying it's going to go here. No, it's going to go here. No, now it's going to go here. Those are who effed it up. And what happened was you had people that were like me that are diehard sports fans that did not want to see these teams leave, that voted yes no matter what, didn't care if it was Frank White or whoever the hell was up there trying to screw this whole thing up. And then you had these other people that were like, they don't know what they're doing. They're talking about my money. It's billionaires. Figure it out. I'm voting no. And that's the way they looked at it. And then there were other people that were like, I don't want to vote yes because they're going to put it in this area now. They never planned on going to the crossroads. It went from the KC Star building to the KC Speedway to the stupid KC River, whatever it was. And that's what frustrated people. So it's not that everybody voted no because they aren't sports fans. It's people voted no because it was put up in a terrible way. Like I've said, yep, the entire time, they had an entire semester of the project. They waited till the Thursday before the final day on Friday to put it together with some duct tape and some laminated piece of paper and have somebody who can't speak give the presentation. And that's what effed it all up. And a bunch of people didn't know what they were doing, effed it up for everybody in Jackson County, and now we're paying the price for it. So there's a lot of emotions.
There is, and there's a lot of culpability to go around, and the teams are not, you know, adverse of that culpability either. I think it really does. It starts and ends with the way that they rolled this entire plan out. It was always kind of a covert dark of night plan, regardless of what side of the state line it was on. There was never many details out there. Voters never felt like they knew the plan. Mm-hmm. They were not educated on it. They imported people from Chicago to work for this KC Tenants thing. People weren't even from here that were doing this vote no. They got loud. They took control of the message. And that's ultimately what happened. The teams, however you want to phrase it, the Chiefs, the Royals, whoever, they allowed that KC Tenants to control the message. And once they controlled the message, well, TV cameras are going to be there all the time. Reporters are going to be there all the time, giving folks the opportunity to give their side of the story. The teams never stepped up, gave their side of the story. They never got dirty. They never got nasty. They never treated it like a political fight, which is how they should have run that thing, like a political campaign, because that's what their opponent did. And once their opponent took control of the message, it was over. And they didn't stand a chance. And they also didn't stand a chance because it was not an organized activity. We're in OTA season now. It was not an OTA. It was going to be the East Village. It was going to be the Crossroads. It was going to be the Star Building. They talked about the Northland. They're like, if you ask any general Kansas City person where the new stadium was going to go, everybody would have given you a different answer. It was a terribly messaged job by both organizations. And then the Chiefs released their plan the day before that thing came out. And like somebody's kid colored grass in the parking lot and put up a big fan in the upper deck. And then it went, okay, all right, fine. That's what we want, right?
I've seen better plans on a Sims computer game in 1999 on a Microsoft Word.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Word 94 processor.
Yeah. But also, too, with all of that being said, fans didn't know what they were voting for. But at the end of the day, it was basically, if you want to guarantee that these teams are staying in Jackson County and KC Mo, you have to vote yes. If not, then we open up the door. And the good news is we do have another state right next door that can take these teams, and we're not moving halfway across the country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.